So first of all, let's just gather our awareness in a broad sense around the breath. Being aware of the movements in the body caused by the flow of air in and out. There's the big diaphragm, the big central diaphragm that's broadening and flattening down inside the body on the in-breath and relaxing back up into its umbrella shape on the out-breath. It's the swelling and the subsiding of the belly as all the internal organs get displaced and massaged by the movement of the diaphragm. Chest and the ribs expanding on the in-breath, subsiding on the out-breath. The back of the body being breathed. So just to begin with, we're starting with quite a broad general sense of the body being breathed, moment by moment. And it can be interesting to reflect that the only way we know the breath is through sensation in the body. It's not abstract, it's not an idea, it's a felt, direct experience in the body. The sensations of movement in the body. So now more specifically, moving through the body, place by place. So to begin with, let's rest our awareness in the face area, the front of the head. Now being aware of the forehead, the area between the eyebrows and the hairline. See if we can habit this area with our awareness, the broad, smooth expanse of the forehead. When we're tense and strained, there's often frowning and holding in this area. It's just seeing if we can get a sense of letting go of this holding on the out-breath. Breathing in awareness and letting go, releasing on the out-breath. The forehead is broad and smooth and open. Moving down to the eyes, there's the area around the eyes, the skin around the eyes, and then there's the eyes themselves resting back in their sockets. And we can also let the sense of sight itself be quiet and still, so not straining to see with the mind's eye. But just letting a sense of rest arise in this whole sense, organ of sight. Coming down to the cheeks, broad, smooth expanse of the cheeks. And the jaw, the mouth, and the tongue. Just noticing if there's any sense of clenching in the teeth, and then the noticing, just letting go a little bit more. So the jaw's lightly hanging, the tongue soft in the mouth. If we've got the mouth closed, just having the lips very lightly touching. And coming down to the throat area at the front of the neck. When we breathe in and out, the air flows down or pours down inside the throat. So just see if we can get a sense of the air moving without inhibition, without contraction and holding in the throat. Very often there's some sort of tension in the throat to do with speech, worrying about what we're going to say next or regretting what we've just said. So making the most of this time of silence to let the throat be still and quiet and open. Moving around now to the back of the head. Feeling the point of contact between the head and the cushion or the block, whatever we're lying on. And let's just see if we can let the head be even heavier. Giving the weight of the head up as much as we can to the support. And coming down to the base of the skull, there's often a lot of tension and holding here, just because the head is so heavy, we're carrying it round all day long against gravity. So making the most of this time lying down, to let this area at the base of the skull soften and loosen and release. There might be a sense of releasing. So the head, the back of the head, can move away from the neck into length and space. And moving down into the back of the neck, so we've got the vertebrae in the neck and the big muscles that run up either side of the back of the neck. So seeing if we can inhabit this area with awareness, just noticing any sensations. They might be pleasant, they might be unpleasant, dull, sharp. Letting go of what we think we should be feeling and just noticing what we're actually feeling in quite a clean and direct way. And seeing if there's a natural release that happens when we notice tension. Seems to be an aspect of awareness that when we notice holding, we quite naturally soften and let go a little bit. We don't need to force or strain. And coming down now into the upper back, at the back of the body. So there's your shoulder blades in contact with the floor. There's the spine itself dropping down between the shoulder blades towards the floor. the big muscles that run up either side of the spine, the support muscles. There's the back of the ribs, wrapping all the way around the spine at the back. And there's movement. Continual, gentle, undulating movement with the breath in the upper back. So the breath is in fact felt as much in the back of the body as it is in the front of the body. So being a little bit like a surfer, riding the movements of the breath in the back, in the upper back. And sometimes as soon as we bring awareness to the breath, we sort of interfere with it, contract around it. So rather we can think of letting the breath express itself in the upper back, letting the breath breathe itself, and simply resting the awareness on this natural movement. Moving down to the middle back, the area behind the waist. So in this part of the spine, there's no support from the ribs. So the spine's standing alone, as it were, with the big support muscles, joints and discs. And then there's the width of the back, the breadth of the back. And once again, inhabiting any movements with the breath in the middle back. Might be a sense of the middle back arching away from the floor a little bit on the in-breath, and then relaxing back down again on the out-breath. A sense of swelling and subsiding, broadening and condensing. See if we can get a sense of the back, the middle back, being massaged by this movement of the breath. And coming down to the lower back, the big vertebrae in the middle, ligaments, tendons, muscles, and then there's the broad expanse of the lower back. There's the sacrum at the bottom, the flat piece of bone that we're lying on. The buttocks on either side. And again, seeing if we can let the breath breathe itself in the lower back, in the sacrum. Obviously the air is not literally going down to the lower back, but the movement is certainly echoing down to the lower back if we let the breath be free in the body. Remembering that the diaphragm's got these long tendons that reach right down to the front of the lumbar vertebrae. So every time the diaphragm moves in the body, the lower back is also moved, rocked, cradled, and massaged by the breath. Again, being curious, if we can, about the quality of the movement with the breath and the lower back. Which bits are moving away from the floor, which bits are flattening down towards the floor. What does a sense of expanding and condensing feel like? And broadening out now to be aware of the whole back, the whole length of the back, from the very tip of the tailbone to the very top of the neck, and the whole width or breadth of the back, from the central spine to the sides of the body. Letting the whole back of the body be breathed. It's interesting when Padmadarshini was saying that the way to let the breath express itself optimally is by setting the nervous system into a sort of calming setting rather than a hyperactive setting. And apparently back body, back breathing, or breathing in the back of the body, is naturally calming. It's naturally calming to the autonomic nervous system. So whenever we're feeling agitated, we can just think of dropping the awareness back into the body and feeling the breath in the back of the body, in just the way that we've done the last few minutes. Very gently allowing the awareness to slide around, as it were, to the front of the body, and bringing the awareness first of all to the chest area. So there's the sternum in the middle, rising and falling, the ribs expanding and retracting, the lungs inside chest, filling and emptying like big bellows. The collarbones just gently flowing down to the shoulders from the center. Seeing if we can let the arms fall away from the shoulders so they're not compressing in any way this natural expression of the breath in the chest area. Seeing if we can inhabit this whole area with our awareness, feeling the sensations directly, noticing the way they're continually changing. Sense of flow, movement, process. And moving now down to the belly, the soft front of the body, the abdomen, from the bottom of the ribs to the pelvis at the bottom. And this is the whole area that's being massaged directly by the movement of the diaphragm. So as the diaphragm flattens and broadens down inside the body on the in-breath, the whole belly swells. And as the diaphragm relaxes back up into the chest, the belly subsides. And we don't need to do anything whatsoever to help the breath along. The breath will just breathe itself, and we can just rest the awareness on the breath. Coming down now to the pelvic floor at the bottom of the torso. And maybe there's a sense of movement with the breath right down in the pelvic floor. Sense of broadening and opening on the in-breath and retracting and toning on the out-breath. So being aware of the whole front of the body altogether. Gently being rocked and cradled and massaged by the breath. Allowing the awareness now to move to the shoulders. Is there any sense of movement in the shoulders with the breath? Sort of rotating outwards on the in-breath, subsiding back again on the out-breath. If you can feel any movement, it will be very, very subtle, more like a swell than a mechanical movement. And allowing the arms to fall away, so inhabiting the upper arms with our awareness. And the elbows. And the lower arms. The wrists. The hands. And the 10 fingers. And the hands are very sensitive, usually. And very often the hands are one of the first places in the body to express tension. If we have an anxious thought, there'll be some clinging in the hands, contraction. So likewise, if we let the hands be soft, it can relax the mind. So just seeing if we can let the fingers be very fully in this moment, without a sense of grabbing for the next moment or clinging to the past moment. Just resting here and now in this moment. coming down now to the hips, the area where the legs join the torso. Very often with sitting and standing and walking, there's some compression in the hip area. So making the most of this time lying down and letting the legs fall out of the hips. And there might even be some sense of very gentle rocking in the hips with the breath. A swell. And coming down to the thighs, the big muscles at the front and the back of the thighs. Just allowing the muscles to rest inside the legs in this moment. Coming down to the knees. Seeing if we can inhabit the knees with our awareness. There's the knee joints, the muscles, and the kneecaps floating on the top. Moving down to the lower legs, the long, thin shin at the front, and the soft, fleshy calves at the back. Seeing if we can let the calves just hang away from the bones in the lower legs. Feeling directly any sensations. Pleasant or unpleasant, sharp or numb or dull, without judgment, just noticing, feeling. The ankles. If we've got our legs straight out, then letting the feet fall out of the ankles so the ankles can be quite open. Tops of the feet. And the soles of the feet. Seeing if we can really drop the awareness down inside the soles of the feet. Feeling the feet directly, the feet that carry us around. Our point of contact with the earth during the day. Are they warm or cool? Alive or dull? Just being curious about the feet, the soles of the feet. And the 10 toes. Maybe we've never ever before tried to inhabit the toes with our awareness. So just seeing what it feels like. The toes are part of us and we usually don't pay them any attention. So now broadening out the awareness to be aware of the whole body. The feet, the lower legs, upper legs, front and back of the torso, the arms, the neck, the head, the face. Just being aware of the whole body with a broad, gentle, tender, kindly awareness. All the different sensations in the different parts of the body. Seeing if we can drop back into a more fluid sense of ourselves and our experience. Instead of experiencing ourselves as dense and fixed, we can experience ourselves as open and quite fluid, changing. No two moments exactly the same. Maybe there's a sense of the whole body expanding a little bit on the in-breath and condensing a little bit on the out-breath. Just beginning to bring this body scan to a close. Staying aware of our own body, our own breath, movement. Broadening the awareness still more and being aware of all the other people in the room. We're all breathing in exactly the same way. In fact, we're breathing in the same air. Borrowing it for a breath and giving it back again. We've all got the same tendency of resisting the unpleasant and wanting to prolong the pleasant. Parts of the body that hurt and parts of the body that feel comfortable.